Hello again, it's Geetu Bawani, and I'm absolutely thrilled to share with you a few further examples of interventions. These all come from the context of EI World. You may already know that we've delivered team coaching in 20 plus countries, and we've delivered one-to-one coaching in 45 plus countries. And the context in which we have used the Team EI survey is very, very diverse. So we've used this in global virtual teams. We've used it in public services like railways. We've also used it with accountants in emergency services, both in terms of policing, as well as in firefighting teams. We've used it in financial services teams. We've used it in sports teams, as well as sport coaching teams. We've also used the survey in agile teams, where there's been a big focus on working in an agile way. We use it in military contexts. We've used it in oil and gas. We've also used it in manufacturing contexts, and we've used it in educational contexts. So I want to share with you now, and you'll see these on the slides, a total of five different examples. The first of those comes from the case study from the site leadership team. So, in summary, you've already looked at that case in detail, but I want to highlight a few key points about it as you go forward with using the Team EI survey. So, this intervention was brought in after four failed attempts at team development, and we see that very common when we ask about past interventions. And we find out what has happened in the past and what the impact of those interventions were. And the reality is that many interventions actually have no lasting impact. And that's what's so exciting about the Team EI survey. It really does have lasting impact on teams. So the intervention that we designed is actually summarized there. And the outcomes were about team collaboration on site-wide topics the first time, and that strong internal recognition by key stakeholders as this being the best manufacturing site. Moving on to the next example of the new product development team, you watched a video earlier of a client called Laurent, where he talked about the breakdown that was going on in their particular organization. A key thing that I want to highlight about the intervention here was that there was a new multidisciplinary team created to actually tackle that particular business problem. We did a two-day team launch with all of the key stakeholders involved together with the team, and the entire intervention was supported with agile training, emotional resilience development, and also the Team EI survey. And you heard the outcomes. And what's happened since is that that particular team became the model for product development internally. Moving to the next example from the energy company leadership team, what was very interesting here is this was a listed company. It was already a successful company, but really they wanted the leadership team to move to the next level. And the CEO was the commissioner of this project. So the intervention itself was they did a pilot program using one-to-one coaching, really to get to know us as a sort of external team. The team intervention itself was a combination of two different team offsites. That was a two-day session and then a one-day follow-up. And we had two different team surveys and using the Team EI survey, of course. And we also did some culture listening where we interviewed some of the legacy leaders in the leadership team to really get into the heart of the way that they do things. And we did some one-to-one executive coaching for about 13 leaders of that team. So the outcomes were that they improved on all of the team norms after 3 months. You heard me say earlier in the positioning section that We tend to try to sell three TEI surveys in every engagement, minimum two before and at the end. And there was extremely strong engagement of this leadership team during COVID-19, which we're very proud of. So moving on to the next example, the regional leadership team. So this is in the context of the team having a new team leader. That can often be a good opportunity to actually do a team intervention. And there was also a big restructuring that happened in the organization with quite a few redundancies before this intervention. So the intervention itself was a kickoff meeting which took place virtually, one-to-one interviews that took place virtually, the TEI survey. We then had an in-person two-day event, and we then repeated the team survey a month after that. And essentially, you can see from that design that that was a very brief intervention. The outcome was that against all the odds, this team outperformed all other teams globally, and we were extremely proud of having made that happen. And then finally, the final example I want to share is a standard setting team on the digital transformation journey. So this is a context where there was a significant investment in a digital project where an internal team who couldn't afford to fail. And I'm sure that in all of the contexts that you're going to be working on, you could potentially pitch the survey to the team that is really at the heart of whatever transformation is being made to happen. That could be agile, it could be digital, it could be a new project around reducing carbon emissions. That's very key in a number of different energy-related sectors. And the intervention here was essentially a 6-month team coaching intervention, similar to what I shared with site leadership team in the case, and also case number two that you worked through, where essentially there were a number of different team dialogue sessions interspersed with working with and coaching the team leader directly. All of that took place during COVID-19. And when we did the repeat of that TEI survey, the team improved on 10 of the 15 TEI norms. And we see that team visibly interacting differently as a result of a different context in the team. So hopefully that was helpful in giving you a few further team interventions. We had heard from past programs that qualified practitioners really appreciate having some different examples of interventions. So together with the third case that you'll be doing as part of your case, your end of program assessment, case study assessment, hopefully that's given you a few additional ones to support your learning journey.